Shall we bow our heads together for prayer and ask God's help in our study of the Word this morning or today, whatever hour of the day you may be joining us in the study of the Word? Our God, we are grateful that we have this opportunity of looking into the Word once again. We ask that we will be able to understand it and see it as your message to us, and then put in our hearts a desire to do that which is well-pleasing to you. Father, we ask that thou wilt look upon us today with understanding and kindness and sympathy and meet our needs. We're needy creatures, and if you do not stand with us and help us, there's not much we can do. We depend upon thee, and we thank you for answered prayer today. In Jesus' name, amen. We are studying together the Gospel of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. Right at the moment, we're studying the sixth chapter, which describes for us our relationship to ourselves, as the fifth chapter described our relationship to God. We're talking about our relationship to ourselves now. What are we supposed to do as Christians? Well, we have discovered that this chapter is describing righteous activities on the part of the Christian. And we said that these righteous activities, doing acts of kindness, praying, fasting, are things that all people can do, whether they are Christians or not. And in order to put them in the right perspective, to be sure that we as Christians are doing them in the right way, we were examining three phrases which are used frequently throughout the chapter. One of them was take heed, that is, give a great deal of serious thought to these things before you do them, so that you will not shirk your responsibilities, so that you will be doing all that you should do. Then another phrase that we saw used often was the phrase to be seen of men. Be sure that you don't put on a theatrical performance, for that's the real meaning of the original word that is translated by the phrase to be seen of men. Be sure that you don't put on a theatrical performance. That's not why you ought to do these things. And then in our last study, we began to look at the phrase reward openly. You do these things that you do in secret, and God will reward thee openly. Now, we said that there was more than one Greek word used here in the text for reward. If you do these things before men, put on a theatrical performance, then you have your reward, is what the Savior said here in this sixth chapter. And the Greek word enables us to translate that, you have your receipt in full. That's all you're going to get. No more payments are due. You've done what you've done. Men have praised you. You've enjoyed that praise. The receipt is marked paid in full. However, on the other hand, if you do these things in secret, without putting on a theatrical performance, then God will reward you openly. God wants you to understand that he is not going to give you a receipt paid in full when he said he will reward you openly. He's simply saying that he will repay you for what you've done. And that's the reason why when we are taught in the Word of God, as we mentioned to you yesterday, that we should share our material goods with others who are in need. God says it will be given to you again, pressed down and running over. That's the reason why Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 19th verse, said, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Why, what a wonderful promise that is. But there's something there that we're prone to forget. Paul said that God would do that because these Philippian believers had been so gracious in sharing their material goods with him and other believers. He said to the Philippian believers, you've seen to my need once and again when no one else did. And I want you to know that God is going to repay you. I want you to know you're not going to suffer for what you've done. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9 reminds us that if we give to the Lord through the grace of giving, God will provide for the sower and money for you to give. God will repay. The grace of giving is to be distinguished from legalistic giving, whereby people say, well, I've got to give this much, whether I want to or not, sort of like paying income tax, you know. But God said, if you just say, oh, God, fill me so that I can fill others, then God indeed, through the grace of giving, provides, and he uses an illustration from the agricultural world, he provides seed for the sower, and he makes sure that the harvest is abundant so that the sower can take care of his own needs and the needs of others as well. Notice in this text the words reward openly. That's what our English text says. Do whatever you do in secret, God will reward thee openly. I want you to think about that phrase for a moment or two, because there are some Bible scholars who were a bit disturbed by this word openly. They say it just should not be in our English text. And they say the reason for it is found only in one manuscript. That is the reason why they don't think it should be included. Found only in one manuscript. And that manuscript is called the Textus Receptus, which is the basic manuscript from which the King James translation has been made and which we believe is thoroughly adequate. But they say it just is inconsistent with the idea of God. God never rewards others before people because of any act of righteousness, for if he did, he would be condoning the very thing that he'd already been talking about. Don't do your activities before men, so why should he reward people before men? Well, I believe that that word openly should remain in the text. I don't believe that it does any violence to the interpretation of the scripture, because the word openly is the translation of a very useful Greek word. It is the translation of the Greek word phaneros, which is translated by our English word manifest. Do what you do in secret, God said, and there will be a day when it will be manifested before men. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, we are told when that day of manifestation will occur. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self, for I know nothing by myself, and yet I am not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore, listen carefully now, therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, listen carefully, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Did you notice that word manifest? Well, it's the Greek word phaneros, which is translated by our English word openly in Matthew chapter 6. So you see, God does reward openly. God is not saying in Matthew 6 that if you perform an act of righteousness, somehow your name will get in the newspaper because God will see to it. What he's actually saying is that he will manifest your act of righteousness at the judgment seat of Christ, when the deeds of men will be made manifest and every man will have praise of God. We need to give heed to what we find here in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and that is to judge nothing before the time. What anyone else does, or even what you do, don't be too busy chalking up a good record on the basis of what you do. Let the Lord be the judge. Because you are a believer, perform these acts of righteousness and leave it to the Lord. Don't judge someone else's acts. Don't even judge your own, but look forward to that day when everything will be manifest before the world at the hand of God. The Apostle Paul expresses this same thought in the words of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, when he said, "According to the grace of God which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon." Notice carefully, "Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon." Notice those two words, "take heed." They're familiar to us, aren't they? They're right here in this chapter, Matthew 6. Give a great deal of thought to how you build on the foundation. The foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have a responsibility to build very carefully upon that foundation, because there is no other foundation upon which any man can build. The men who are building, who are performing righteous acts, may do what they're doing for the glory of men, or they may do it for the glory of God. Your decision is not whether you should perform these righteous acts. Your decision needs to be whether you will do it to the glory of men, and not, you will do it to the glory of God and not to the glory of men. Your decision needs to be, what am I doing this for? Who am I doing this for? Am I doing it for men? For myself? Am I doing it for God? If you're doing it for God, friend, you will do it and do it well, and you won't be hurt if nobody notices it. You won't be hurt if no one says, "My, you're such a good man." You'll leave it to the Lord. Time is gone, and we must leave you now. Do remember to pray for us. We need your prayers so very much. Write to us if God makes it possible, and may God bless each one of you today.